WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And later on today, we will have the State of the City address for you. We'll be carrying it live here on WBSM, Mayor Mitchell's annual speech, where he takes a look at some of the accomplishments of the last year and then also looks at some of the things that are planned in the future. And, sorry, I was just trying to get a story up there for you on WBSM.com. But there's a story that I want to talk about. As a big movie fan, I'm just trying to get it onto the site, but I can't find a way to get it onto the site. Well, we'll get it there for you. But there's a Connecticut lawmaker, Connecticut State Senator Martin Looney. That's his real name, Martin Looney, who is proposing a bill in the Nutmeg State that would require and actually force movie theaters to list the actual start time for a movie. So if you've gone to the movies lately, and I don't know if you do, a lot of people have given up on the movie theater because of, in some cases, the cost. In some cases, because there's nothing in the theater that appeals to them. Partially, people have given up on the theater because why go to the movie theater to see a movie when it's going to be streaming in a couple of weeks and you can order it at home? You know, for a large family, if you've got 3-4 kids, going to the movies could cost you $100. Or you can wait a couple of weeks till the movie's available on streaming at home and you can pay $20 to rent it and everybody can sit around and watch it. And you just saved $80. Oh, and plus you can make your own popcorn instead of buying popcorn there. And you can have whatever you want while you watch the movie. You're not just limited to what they offer. So, you know, if your kids wanted to see Wicked in the theater and you're like, I can't afford to take everybody to go see Wicked. Well, now you can watch Wicked at home. And when it first came out on demand, it was $20, but now I think it's $10. So then you're looking at less than the cost of one ticket. You can have the entire family watch it. And then you get it for 24 hours when you do it. So I think you can watch it again within that 24-hour window. I don't know. I don't buy the movies that are, yeah, I don't do the $20 rentals. The most I've paid for an on-demand movie is $5.99 because it's one that I wanted to watch, but I couldn't get it anywhere else. For the most part, I can find everything that I want to watch, and I just wait till it comes on a premium channel or a streaming service that I'm subscribed to. But you know, there's a lot of different factors as to why people don't want to go to the movies. The movie-going experience hasn't really changed much. Obviously, they're upgrading screens and upgrading sound systems, so the sound and visuals of the movie theater are improving. Most theaters now have those big, comfy reclining seats, so you're in a more comfortable spot. A lot of them now have the ability to order your concessions through the app, and they'll bring them to your seat, so you don't have to waste time standing in line. I'm a AMC, whatever it is, A-list member, which basically just means I pay the monthly subscription fee and I can see three movies a week. But I also get to stand in my own special line for concessions, and I can go buy a large popcorn and pay the price of a small, which is like a dollar difference anyway. Like, there's all these different little perks for being a member. And so I will go to the movies when there's something that I want to see. In fact, I think I'm going to go check out Presence maybe this weekend. But a lot of people won't go to the theater. But one of the things that drives me crazy is I love trailers. I do. I love watching them. I love seeing all the coming attractions. But sometimes if I'm going to see a movie and I went to go see a 9 o'clock movie, I want it to be over by 11 so I can go home and go to bed. I don't want to sit through a half an hour worth of trailers to get to the movie. So if this bill goes into effect and they make it so they have to tell you the actual start time, that would be a huge help for moviegoers. The problem is the theaters are saying, yeah, but then people know when to come so they don't have to see the ads. And then the ad revenue will go down because the advertisers will know people aren't showing up and will suffer because we depend on those ads to be able to offset the fact that half the seats in the theater are empty. So I'd be interested in getting your take on it. I put it up on our Facebook page at the WBSM Facebook page. You can answer there. You can send me an app chat. You can send me an open line voicemail, or you can call in 508-996-0500. We do have a call now to go to. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. Yeah, the mayor is going to have the state of the city today.
Yes.
Is he going to turn all the information that he has regarding undocumented migrants to ICE? All the information that the city has on the undocumented migrants.
I think that he will work with them if they ask, but I don't think he's proactively reaching out to them and saying, "Here's what we're doing."
He's not proactive. So he put his hand on the Bible and raised his right hand and said to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and our nation.
Yeah, but it's not
people are here that we don't know they could be enemies of the United States.
That's not his job to handle that, though. That's up to immigration enforcement to find those people.
I want his word to turn over all the information regarding undocumented migrants to ICE. We're paying $250 million for our school system. We have Andrew O'Leary, who lives in Rochester, who wants our schools to be sanctuaries to protect potential enemies and maybe threats to our children, our teachers, our public employees.
Well, that's the mayor
said
nothing
about this.
Well,
76% of what we're paying in a school budget of $250 million is for teacher salaries, and some of them are teachers that have to be brought in to speak various different languages. There's over 30 different languages that are spoken in our schools. Some of them are indigenous dialects. And the city was sued by the ACLU, accusing the city of not having enough teachers that speak different languages.
Yeah, but the different languages have been going on since long before this wave of migration. That's been something that's been going on in the schools for a long time.
Yeah, well, the mayor needs to be proactive as a former federal prosecutor. If he's got information regarding undocumented migrants, which I know he probably has a lot of them, at City Hall, he needs to turn that over.
Well, why do you think that he has that information? What means and methods do you think that they've used to do that?
The number for ICE is 1-866-347-2423.
Yeah, yeah.
The mayor's listening.
Okay, go ahead and be a tattletale.
As a taxpayer, I want to hear the mayor what he's going to do to take care of the undocumented migrant problem that we have on our city that's draining that we're paying a lot of taxes. I'm paying over $1,000, and many people are paying much more, and some of our businesses that are just barely hanging on. I want to know what the mayor's going to do, because he hasn't said nothing, especially about the memo put out by Andrew O'Leary. He's been quiet, and he's just hoping that this whole thing just goes away, like Joe Biden told Eric Adams, Democrat.
So you want immigration officials showing up and removing kids from schools?
I want immigration officials, officers doing what their job is. To whatever the threats are to our nation.
So you think
to take care of the threats.
So you think these we have you think these kids in the school
we don't know
are
who
threats?
They are, undocumented.
You think the kids that are in school? The kids that are in school are threats.
The kids. There was in Fairhaven. There was an adult Haitian, in the classroom with children. You don't think that's a threat to our children, adults in the classroom?
What was the why was the adult in the classroom?
The English immersion, to know how to speak the language. I heard it on Chris's show.
But why were they in the classroom?
You know someone whose child is in the Fairhaven public schools and they had an adult Haitian in there, in their classroom.
Doing what?
Learning English.
Oh, learning.
Yeah, in the classroom.
Oh, what a nefarious person. Oh, my God. How dare they?
Nefarious.
How
yeah.
dare they learn?
Of course, you're going to come
up to
with
no
the
good.
Democrats. You're their mouthpiece.
Up to no good.
Yeah, you're just defending the Democrats.
Well, you're just afraid of any. You're just afraid of anybody that's an immigrant. You're the person that said you can drive down the street and point at the immigrants and say they're illegal, they're illegal, they're illegal. Hey, I let you talk. Hold on. I let you talk. You're going to let me talk now. All right. You're the same person that said you can drive down a Cushion Avenue and point out which people are illegal. You have these magical powers of discernment to know who's illegal and who isn't. So I want to know when you're going to turn over all your information to ICE. Since you've got the phone number, since you want to be a snitch, since you want to be a tattletale, since you want to go and clog up the system with a bunch of reports that aren't going to be true because you don't know what you're talking about. I want to know when you're going to go and do that and turn over all the information you need. Oh, you still
don't
want
to cooperate with ICE.
All right. All right, I'm going to hold you there because I got some other callers. Yep. What a hateful person he is. He really is. I know so many of you are going to call in now and say, oh, I love that guy. Why are you beating up on him? Because he's just a hateful, ignorant person. He really is. His phone calls every day make me concerned for his mental health. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM. Hold on. Are you there? Hold on. Hold on. All right. Let me try that again. All right. Now I think I've got you. Hi. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, Tim? Hey, listen, man. That guy, like you said, it's every day, all three shows, whines, and never lets anybody speak. It's just rabbling on.
I'm going to be fair. With some people, it's a hearing issue. They can't hear necessarily when somebody's talking on the phone.
I don't know, man. This guy just going da 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 da. It's like a machine gun. Doesn't stop. Doesn't let anybody put in a word, and he thinks he's always right all the time. And God bless you for your patience. Have a good day, bud.
All right, you as well. Take care. Sometimes people do have issues, especially if you have like a regular phone, like a landline phone. The quality on landline phones just aren't as good as it used to be. So, you know, I might be talking, but you're also talking and your voice cuts out the voice that's coming back to you. It also happens to people that are on Bluetooth and on speakerphone. That's why we ask you to turn that down, because you'll actually get not only the background noise, but the noise canceling will cut it out. So you don't know when I'm trying to talk back to you. But I think also, yeah, he does just go and he wants to talk over you. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, you got to do something about that guy, man.
I don't want to beat up on callers.
I know, but every day, all day, he'll say the same lines from noon, from morning to night. The skills are 250, the taxes are going to the immigrants. Man, how many times are you going to talk about these immigrants? He's got to have something better than that.
Well, before it was all the nonprofits in the city. So when all the immigrants are gone, he'll go back to complaining about the nonprofits.
My God, I've never heard him say a good thing yet.
That was the question I was going to ask him, but he, you know, didn't take a breath. Is I was trying to ask him, you know, which is it? Is it the immigrants or is it the nonprofits? Like, which one is the number one thing that's ruining the city? Because you keep changing your tune. But
I mean, I understand, all his concerns, and I think he's a very, informed guy. I mean, he certainly must do a lot of research. At least it sounds like it. But for crying out loud, you're going to sit by the phone an hour after hour, run with the same story, pretty much the same story on a daily basis.
Yeah, lots of callers do that.
7 days a week.
Lots of callers call in and, you know, make the same point from show to show. I will say, you know, doing research and finding a bunch of stuff that confirms what you already believe, that's two different things.
You know, the funny thing, I call the show every once in a while. I try not to call Barry because if you're not saying what fits his agenda, he's going to cut your head off. He's going to let the guys that, you know, bash the Democrats and stuff like that, you know. That's what they do. And that's okay. I mean, you know, I'm good with that. But this gentleman that calls every day, it's almost like clockwork. You know, it's like, I mean, what's the name of the other guy, Gilly?
Yeah, Gilly will call in anytime we're discussing the city council. Guys, you can count on Gilly calling in.
You guys should send them Christmas cards, those two guys. It's a trip. It's amazing. Anyway, I don't want to keep you on the line, but I wake up to that and I go, come on, dude, not again.
All right, you have a good day.
You do.
And keep in mind, you know, at least here, you know, these callers, these are all real people. They're all your real friends and neighbors. You know, these are real folks, not like other national talk shows where they got people calling in that are, you know, plants, people calling in to move the discussion along. We don't need that here. We've got actual real characters here on the South Coast. And that's why we love them all, including one of our most beloved characters who's on the line right now. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Boy, Mr. Weisberg, you're really flipping out now, you know. So I call in and I say, I want to hear that guy. He's great. Mm-hmm. He's all for America. And I get a hard time because I say I want to hear what he has to say. But yet you are with the others that are saying, yeah, every single day. Blah, blah. So you have the right to come back with saying those things, but I get yelled at when I say, I want to hear what that man has to say.
I wouldn't. I'd never yell at you for saying that you want to hear what he has to say.
You are two-faced. You are two-faced, Mr. Weisberg.
I would never. I would never yell at somebody for praising another caller. I just don't like when people insult other callers.
When somebody says anything.
Oh, hold on, Mary. Wait a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Don't go anywhere. Okay, there you are. Sorry. I went to put another call on hold and I put you on hold.
Okay.
You said when somebody says something and then
like,
we lost you.
Like me or like him and you don't like it and then you go against him and everything else. But this is a call show and we have a right to say what we're calling about.
Well, it's called the Tim Weisberg Show for a reason.
That man is the true American just like I am. You don't like America. When you say things like, when he talked about the kids at school this and that and you came back at him and, oh, so those kids are blah, blah, blah. Listen, you're forgetting one key word, no matter what anybody says to you, me or that guy or anybody else. The key word here is illegal. You're bypassing that word with every single comeback that you
because
come back with.
Because people aren't illegal.
What did you say? What?
Because people are not illegal.
People are illegal. They came into this country without papers, without notice, anything, walking over the border because we had a miserable president. And his whole staff, they were all mentally ill.
I know, but it's only 1,452 days left before they're gone, so don't worry about it.
Well, what if somebody called you and said they're sick of you and you talk about, well, yeah, Sketty did it. Sketty came on and said, I don't know about you, Tim, talking the numbers all the time. Is there a need for it?
Triggers you?
I don't care to do it. I let you do it because I'm sorry for you because you're sad, you butthurt. You don't like that word butthurt, but you are butthurt. If you don't want to hear that man talking, then listen, if you block that guy, you better make sure you block me, too. Because with our America,
I
don't
block
anybody. Want to hear anything.
I only block people that say things they're not supposed to stay on the air.
No, and then when I call you names like a traitor, you don't like it.
I don't like it, but I let you call in and say it again.
Why are you far illegals being here? Why are they bringing diseases and everything else? Can't you see that? You don't see that? The
All
whooping
right.
cough came back. We've got polio coming back.
You know why that? Because people like you tell people not to take vaccines and medicines.
That's right, and I'll always say it.
That's why these things are making a comeback, because people are not trusting actual doctors and scientists, and they're instead listening to an idiot like RFK Jr., a person who has about as much medical knowledge as I do, telling you, oh, don't take those things. You don't want to take those things. Okay, well, hey. I got my measles shot. I got my mumps shot. I've never had either one of them, and I've been doing just fine.
Well, that's wonderful for you, but that don't mean it's okay for everybody.
Well, I hear
I'm
all the people
getting sick and tired
of going into a pharmacy where they try to push all these drugs on you all the time. They're coming out with a new vaccine every freaking day. I'm sick and tired of it. The more you take them shots, the more you have messed up your own immune system. You don't believe that either.
No, I mean, in some cases, it does benefit people to go through something. I don't take flu shots because if I'm going to get the flu, I think it's better to deal with that year strain of the flu. But I would certainly take a chickenpox vaccine if they had one of those.
I just think that you're forgetting the word illegal. No matter what anybody says to you, the word illegal, you brush it under the rug. It's like you never heard the word. They don't belong here. What kind of a country would we be?
They don't belong here. What kind of a country would we be if we never let people from other countries come into this country? I know.
They come into the country legal. You're overriding that word, illegal. You need to repeat that word every single day instead of repeating numbers every day. Say, I need to calm down.
You really are worked up about those numbers, despite what you say.
Illegal. I'm worked up about that word, illegal, that you brush off to the side so easy. Either you're an American and you care about the safety and well-being of Americans, or you're just a traitor. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I don't fit your definition of what American is, but that's what's so great about America.
What is American? You got the time to tell me what an American is?
Somebody who lives here. That's what it is.
Legally,
that's the only requirement to be an American, is that you live here. No, I'm talking about ideologically.
You're hurt because they're all being sent back. Why are you in love with them or something?
Can you get a little bit more ridiculous before I wrap up the call?
Girlfriend or something? Huh?
Can you get a little bit more ridiculous before I hang up the call?
Listen, it goes way back to the first thing I told you. I came from a military family, and they put their life on the line for America, which has turned into a piece of crap. America was turned into crap because of the Biden administration and the Obama administration. You don't want to hear that stuff. Why? I want to know why.
Because I disagree with you. I didn't say I don't want to hear it. I'm just disagreeing with you.
But you can't say why. Just because you disagree with me is not enough for me.
Well, sorry, it's not enough. I'm holding you there. Have a good day.
I want to hear that man every day, and you better allow him without insulting him.
All right. Have a good day. I really love when everybody tells me how to run my show. I don't hear anybody call up Barry and say, you need to be a lot nicer to the people that call in from the other side that don't agree with you. No, you all laugh and say, that guy's such a jerk. That caller's an idiot. Thanks for hanging up on him. Callers, hang on. I got to take a break. We get the news, and then we will get to you. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to go to the news. When we come back, we will take your calls. Callers, hang on. We will get to you as soon as Phil is done. But right now, Phil is going to give you the top stories of the day. Take it away, Phil.
A federal judge blocks Trump's funding freeze. The doomsday clock moves closer to midnight. And the Louvre Museum set for a major renovation.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's plan to freeze federal funding while his administration reviews progressive programs. The ruling came just minutes before the pause was set to take effect, preventing potential chaos for schools, states, and nonprofits relying on federal dollars. The White House has not commented, but Democrats call the move reckless and illegal, with 22 states filing lawsuits to stop it permanently. Trump officials say the freeze is necessary to align spending with his executive orders, but confusion over which programs are affected has sparked nationwide concern. Another court hearing is scheduled for Monday to determine the policy's fate. A year-long tuberculosis outbreak in the Kansas City area has alarmed health officials, with two deaths reported since January of last year. While the state initially claimed it was the largest U.S. outbreak, the CDC disputes this. TB spreads through the air and can cause symptoms like cough, fever, and weight loss. Treatment involves antibiotics, and as of January 24th, 67 people have active TB, while 79 have latent TB. Officials say the situation's improving, but TB remains a significant global health concern, with over 1.25 million deaths worldwide in the last few years. Target is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, prompting concerns about the company's philanthropic commitments to social justice causes. The decision, mirroring moves by other corporations, has led some nonprofits to reject Target sponsorship, raising questions about the future of corporate philanthropy in an increasingly polarized polarized environment. The doomsday clock, a symbolic measure of humanity's proximity to global catastrophe, has been moved closer to midnight than ever before. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists now places it at 89 seconds to midnight, citing escalating global threats. These include the climate crisis, the proliferation of nuclear weapons, the war in Ukraine, and the potential for AI-powered warfare. The group warns the world is dangerously close to a nuclear conflict, with increased cooperation between nuclear powers and alarming rhetoric from world leaders. And French President Macron announced a major renovation of the Louvre Museum, including a dedicated room for the Mona Lisa. The decade-long project will modernize the world's most visited museum, addressing overcrowding, outdated facilities, and safety concerns. A new entrance is planned, and ticket prices for non-EU visitors will increase. Renovation aims to enhance visitor experience and ensure the long-term preservation of the art collection.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Buffalo Sabres 7-2. Next up, a home game with the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday. Celtics home at TD Garden tonight to play the Chicago Bulls at 7:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Light snow ending early, becoming mild. Squalls possible in the evening, a high of 43. Partly cloudy and breezy on Thursday with a high of 30. And on Friday, cloudy with rain showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 40. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, we have some callers on hold, but we still have some room for you at 508-996-0500. And good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
Not too bad. It doesn't matter the points you're arguing, but once you start getting into that angry stage and that repetitive angry stage with no solutions, all the value of your argument goes out the window. And I may agree with that guy who calls on a lot of issues, but when all you do is repeat it with a negative tone, and in that time, all these other ugly elements start coming out, and those aren't solutions. They just add to the problem. And he loses all credibility after a while because his argument is just a broken record with a lot of anger to it.
Well, I mean, I think when you are worked up about something and, you know, you do want to keep hammering that point home, I understand that, but I'm just asking for a little logic to be mixed in with some of the emotion.
Right. And when all the other ugly elements start coming out, too, and we all have them. Doesn't matter what side you're on. Both parties have it. And once that ugly element starts coming out, because you can't control that rage, you lose a lot of value to your point. And it's too bad. And it's easy to be part of the problem. It takes a little work to work on being part of the solution. And there is no, you know, he doesn't represent or doesn't present a solution so much. Just a lot of angry, arguing points, and it gets old after a while. And I like him. I mean, I try to like everybody. And I agree with him on some stuff, but it changed. You know, you got to chat, otherwise you're just a broken record, you know. And keep up the good work. It's good to have you on. And hang in there, man.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good day. And we have two lines open. Let me put that person on hold. Let's go to this next call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Skilly Saffiolis.
What's on your mind?
Well, my name got mentioned, so let me, in the first place, I'm going to ask you a question. Have I ever called in and bashed a caller? The only people I bash are the elected officials. Have I ever bashed one of your callers?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay. The gentleman that called and bashed that other guy and bashed me, too. That's why I called in. I've never attacked one of your callers. I've always attacked elected officials that are not doing their jobs.
I don't think anybody bashed you, Gilly. I think what was said, and I said it, was that if we talk about the city council, we can count on you calling in. That wasn't an insult.
No, yes, but you can take it different ways. Maybe I'm taking it the wrong way, but...
Well, if you took it a different way, I apologize. It's not how I meant it. I meant it as, you know, you're somebody that always has something to say about the city council. That wasn't meant as an insult.
I always get the proof when I call it. I don't speculate on somebody. Now, I just want to say something to you. Now, you keep bringing up the numbers for Trump, you know, the dates. Now, you know that you aggravate a lot of people out there, right?
Of course.
Okay. Now, and you keep doing it. Now, I'm going to say something, and please don't get upset. I want to ask you, how can you give us an update? When you give the numbers, can you give us an update when Brian Gomes is going to come on your program?
I don't know when that's going to be. I haven't talked to anybody about if there's a date on that.
I'm just telling you what I'm going to do. I know you're going to be shutting me off. Every time you mention how many days Trump is on a thing, when you know that you aggravate a lot of people out there, I'm going to call in and ask you, have you made the date with Brian Gomes? Because I told you, he'll never come on there.
I would, just to be fair, I would say that that's a question for Chris McCarthy, not for me.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Well, I was just reiterating what was going on, what the conversation was. But I'm not the one that's in contact with him to set a date for that, no.
That, but I'm just telling you that he made a statement on your program.
No, he made it on Chris's program.
He made the statement that he's going to come, and he even mentioned a name that he's going to have. And now, like I told you, the guy had the best lawyer around, George Leontine. Okay? And George Leontine couldn't find a thing that hospital did wrong. He was complaining because Carlos said the girl was 18 or 19 or 20. It was still a lady that it happened. And she settled with the hospital. Now he said, sometimes Brian, like I said, Brian, sometimes you better keep your mouth shut to be considered a fool, because when you open it, you remove all doubts.
All right.
Now I only pick on elected officials. So when I hear people calling in and say, I keep repeating things, but I repeat the facts. I don't speculate. So every time you mention the dates, I'm going to call in and ask when it's Brian's, because you make all the arrangements.
No, I don't set the interviews up. Chris handles all his own interviews, all his own booking.
I know that, but you also make all the rules there because you are their boss.
There's no rule to make. He's going to set a date for Brian when Brian wants to come on, and he'll know when it is. I mean, if Chris tells me ahead of time when he knows when it's going to be, then I'll know. But he just tells me things that he wants me to promote. Like, we don't really go over a schedule.
As long as you agree with me that I've never bashed one of your callers.
Not as far as I can remember.
And I'm telling you, because, you know, I remember a lot of things. Brian Gomes made a statement that he was going to come on your program. Not your program, the radio station. Mm-hmm. Name names. Okay? You know, like, the guy, he keeps telling people, like, when he was working at the hospital, that he was working where they operate.
I think we're getting in the weeds here when I got some other callers that want to chime in. So I'm just gonna hold you there, Gilly. We'll have plenty of time to get into all of this, but I'm gonna hold you there.
I appreciate the time.
All right, have a good day. It'll start snowballing and it'll roll into another, and I just want to be able to get some other callers in before we get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How are you?
You know, that people call and complain about that elderly man. And, you know, I have to tell you, yeah, sometimes the man gets under my skin. But, you know, we really have to think about, first of all, that man, you can tell he's elderly. He's not a young person. So, you know, we don't know anything. Like, I mean, I'm assuming people really don't know anything about him. Don't know if the man lives by himself.
I believe he mentioned his wife the other day, but, you know, neither here nor there. I get your point.
Right. I mean, if, you know, the man lives by himself, if, you know, the radio is a way for him to, you know, vent his frustrations, because maybe he has no other way to vent his frustrations. You know, maybe the man can't leave the house, so he can't go out and about to talk to anybody. And don't know if the man, you know, is a veteran. You know, maybe he went to war. And, you know, this is his, you know, he has this, I'm not going to say obsession, but this.
Great concern. I think we can call it a great concern.
Well, a great concern or a compassion that, a passion that he's, you know, like maybe too, you know, we know he's maybe on a limited income and he sees that, you know, every month, you know, it gets worse and worse and, you know, and he just, he's got this thing about the illegals or whatever, but, you know, maybe somebody should really try asking him because I do hear him on the other, talk shows where I don't think anybody's ever asked him, like, why is he so upset and mad about, you know, what he's talking about all the time? I mean, maybe there's a really good explanation for that. And people really haven't asked the man to explain himself. So he goes on a rampage when he calls the open line shows to talk to
and
different people.
One thing people should keep in mind is just because somebody does that when they call into a talk radio show, that doesn't mean that's who they are all the time. You know, and with a lot of people, it's also a little bit of shtick too. You know, it's also that they're playing a character. They're playing a hyped up version of themselves.
You know what? I get it, but I mean, he's an elderly man. I mean, you can tell he's not a young person. And you know, if you're going to be upset about listening to him call every talk show, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are other people too that call in at every talk show
and beat the horse too.
So anyway, and we got to listen to that. So anyway, you have a good day, Tim.
You too. Take care. There was a caller that was calling in, and I think I was putting you on hold, but if you were having a technical issue, because it just kept dropping off, I don't know if that was me or if that was you. But you can try again. I've got to take a break anyway. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Song fell off the map. People should be reading that, listening to that song all the time. That's a classic. That's an R&B classic. That whole Bobby Brown album is great. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And, you know, some of us don't agree on things, and some of you don't like the way that I run the show, and some of you just don't like the fact that I have a different opinion than you. And those are the people that concern me the most. The people who, you know, are all about America and freedom of speech until that freedom of speech is me saying something different than what you believe. But that's what makes talk radio interesting for folks, right? Is having different viewpoints, different perspectives. And that's also, you know, when people say, oh, this caller just calls up and complains all the time. Well, that's kind of what talk radio is built on. It's like Festivus every day. It's always an airing of the grievances. And that's what makes it therapeutic for a lot of people to be able to call in. Some people will call into every show, make the same points because they want to hear how each different host reacts because, you know, at least in terms of your three local hosts each weekday, we all have different viewpoints and perspectives. You know, Barry and Chris are a little bit more similar than they are to me, but they're also very different from one another as well. I think what you get with me is, you know, the complete opposite end of the spectrum of most of them. But we still find things that we agree on. We're still able to have conversations with each other and in the hallways. And, you know, and let me tell you, most of the time when we talk to each other off the air, we don't talk about the same things that we talk about on the air. It doesn't consume our lives. It doesn't have to dominate every conversation. And that's probably why we're able to get along, because we all realize that that's just a small part of who we are as a person. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you if you had a chance to go see a movie I saw in Dartmouth last Friday called Brave the Dark.
No, not yet.
It was absolutely wonderful. It's by Angel Productions or something. Angel something, anyhow. And they do only movies that are true to life, true happenings, and it's all heartwarming. And it was just a fabulous movie. If you look at it on, let's say, Facebook at the reviews, it's hundreds and hundreds of people who said, this was wonderful. I didn't see one negative thing out of many, many people discussing it. And it's about a young child whose parents don't get along. And I don't want to spoil it, but he has to go through so much as a little child. And as he approaches his teenage years and so forth, he starts getting in trouble in school big time, enough to go to jail or prison. And he has a school teacher that takes him under his wing. And the turnaround, and at the very end of the program, it shows the real person, that this was his life. And it's just an excellent movie to see, I think. And it makes you want to reach out and look around to your next door neighbors or whatever your job is, and see there's probably some child that really needs some kind of help or guidance. And if you're not capable of helping them, at least can maybe find some direction that'll improve their life so that they become a productive and a good person as they grow up.
Well, let me ask you a question. Since you said you went to the movie theater, do you go to the movies a lot, or was it just this particular movie made you want to go to the theater?
This particular movie, I go maybe 3 times, 4 times a year, but that's it.
So what do you think about this proposed legislation in Connecticut where they're saying they would require movie theaters to tell you the exact time the movie is going to start so that you can skip all the ads and trailers if you want to? Would you be for that, or do you like that experience of going in there and seeing that other stuff before the movie?
Well, I do like it. I think there was probably about, I'm guessing because I did not count, but probably 8 different things they showed before the movie actually started, which mm-hmm. I think is a little much. Keep it at 6 or so, you know. But I understand that this is how they make their money and entices you to go and see something. So, it doesn't bother me, because if you don't like it, you know it's going to last at least 15 minutes.
Right.
Go a little bit later,
sure.
You know, if you don't like it.
All right.
Well, no, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, thank you for the call.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
And
you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have learned that, you know, you just show up 15 minutes later. You're not going to miss any of the movie. I like the trailers. I agree. 8 is a lot. Angel Studios is kind of an independent studio that makes a lot of like religious and uplifting movies, and they don't have a lot of money to spend on like commercials on television and things like that. So, you know, they want to get all their new releases in front of the crowd that they know will come back to see more of those movies. So I understand wanting to have that many. But when I go to see a movie at Christmas time, do I need to see 8 trailers for things that are coming out in February and March before the real big movie season gears up again? I don't know. But I still like watching them. I do. And I like the fact that if I go to see 2 different movies, you know, I'll usually see 2 different sets of trailers. So at least I'm not sitting through the same ones over and over again. All right, I got to take my final break of this hour. We'll be right back. All right, we are going to be done for this hour.